Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
I have to tell you, folks, without Jack Ellis, this would not be here. End of story. He's a very, very modest gentleman. I love him dearly, but he is really the technical genius and guru that basically hooks this stuff up every day, tears it down every night, loads all the videos in, and he's a machine. Aside from that, he's a real gentleman and a good friend of mine, and it's always an honor to be around and with Jack. And
now, who is this guy you're talking about?
Yeah. Like I said, he's very modest. But aside from all that and his dedication, and you never hear a complaint out of him. He works all day sitting there, and it's tough stuff. And he's switching. He's putting me on the mic, off the mic. He's running the commercials. So it's very rare, and he didn't want to come on the air. I am dragging him against his will on the air, but
I have the face for radio, okay? It's
the heck with all that. The cool thing is Jack has been a professional airline pilot for, I'm afraid to ask, how many years?
I was 30 years. I'm now retired.
And you flew with?
American Airlines.
And you have how many flight hours?
Actually, I was an instructor pilot and also in a simulator, so I did quite a bit of all sorts of kind of flying.
He has a fascinating background, and I'd like to encourage him to write a book. So you have some, you have some amazing stories, and really you were in the aviation business, if you will. I don't want to say from the infancy because you're not that old, but you've seen a lot of things come and go.
I've seen a lot, but airplane flying is designed to be very boring. If it's exciting, you're doing something wrong.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be got backups on backups. So it's supposed to, every now and then things do happen, but they are designed to work. Yeah. And so, like, every takeoff's planned and based, and pilots are trained to lose an engine on takeoff. So that's what they're trained for, but it doesn't happen very often.
So here's a guy that's an airplane pilot, and he's making it sound like that I can drive the airplane, which you wouldn't want me to do. I know you have 40 hours worth of stories, and you got to drag him out of Jack, because again, he's such a modest guy. Tell me some of the interesting things that you've done, and man, I don't even know where to start.
Well, let's see. Interesting. I don't know. I'm a pretty boring guy, actually.
I don't think so.
The types
of planes that you've flown?
Well, I flew most everything American Airlines had at the time.
Right.
727, 707s. I start that far back. Engineer on a 707. You know, a DC-9. I accepted DC-9s out of Long Beach for American McDonnell Douglas DC-9s. I did test flight with American all the major when it came out of major overhaul.
You did the test flights?
Yeah, when it came out of major overhaul, after they drop the engines and take out almost all the avionics, electronics, and redo the hydraulics and all that, and they put it all back together, somebody's got to fly it for the first time to make sure all the emergency stuff works.
And Jack is the cream of the crop.
I wouldn't go that far. We had a lot of other crews helping us with this, doing that too.
Jack, I'm so glad that you came on. I really appreciate it. I know you didn't want to do that, but I had to acknowledge his phenomenal work. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I enjoy
much.
It. I do it because I love it.
Well,
I enjoy working with you guys. Take
you're
care.
You're a great man. Thank you. Thank you.